Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Come on, hurry up, Larry. We don't want any of the guards catching up to us.
But I'm tired. We've been walking for weeks.
Well, it's better that we're walking here rather than in the blasted Two Suns Rift. Strange that those people had us arrested in the first place, then started a prison riot to get us out.
Well, maybe they just felt bad about getting us put in the Two Suns Rift.
That, or they had ulterior motives. Hurry up. Come on. We're almost to Revelhine. Hopefully, Andy can forgive us for losing that shipment and we'll have more work for us.
I'm afraid to go back to work for her. She's going to be real mad at us.
No, it's fine. Especially when we bring her the identification papers, coin purse, and weapons of the warden. She was there at the prison for some reason. Anyways, look, there are the walls. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM. You head west to Kraith. You don't see many travelers on the road, but, I mean, you've never had on any of these roads. There are a few farms and ranch fields on the sides of the road, but some seem deserted. After a few days' ride, you eventually make it to Kraith. A few of you have been here before. It is a port town, and the smell of the sea is strong. The town is a little bit bigger than Ridgemont. However, there is no large mansion, building, or prison. You do see, however, one very large white marble glass dome building in the center of the city. You head into the city and walk down the main drag. There are numerous stands and shops along this main road in what seems to be a more concentrated market square. You hear the occasional seller calling out for you to try their spiced mulled wine or fresh apples and tangerines from a far distant land. Looking through the town, you see by the water's edge several docks where there are a handful of ships, and you can see more farther out in the sea. You hear waves crashing on the beaches and seagulls calling overhead. Welcome to Kraith.
Did you say there are food, vegetables to eat?
Yeah, there are a bunch of shops along the way, and people are calling out for exotic fruits and vegetables.
How much do the fruits cost? I'm going to go buy some. What?
How much fruits are you going to buy?
An Ainsley-sized bag.
All the bushels.
Vanilla will go up to a fruit vendor and be like, can I have one of every fruit, please?
Sure. Here you go, and you can fill up your bag, your Ainsley-sized bag with fruit of varying kinds. So let's say 7 gold pieces to fill up a bag with exotic fruits. You can basically make up whatever is in that bag. While the rest of you are standing there watching Fanula walk up to a stand and accepts the fruit and pays the shop owner without bargaining, why don't the rest of you give me a perception check?
Perception 9.
19.
That is a 23.
That's right. We percept.
Okay, I got a 4.
Okay.
Nortrude is like half asleep, I guess.
I'm going to say, Marion and Taylor, you guys are just casually looking around. And the four of you, without Fanula, is just sort of standing there. Marion and Taylor, you both notice a tall, cloaked figure kind of just like walk through the center of your group, and Marion, you actually get a little bit bumped, and then the tall cloaked figure, you don't even really see many other details about it, keep walking down the street.
No, oh, excuse me, madam.
Now, wait a second. And Marion's just going to kind of pat himself down real quick, see if he's missing anything.
Taylor's going to keep eyes on the cloaked figure as it moves away from us.
Okay, Marion, you pat yourself down. You're looking through all your pockets and stuff, and it seems as though your coin purse is gone. Yeah. And then you look over at Taylor, and always on the side of his belt is his whip curled up, and it's not there.
Hey, Taylor.
What? What is it, Marion?
My cash. Your whip.
I'm going to glance down, and is my whip gone?
Yeah, your whip isn't there.
Yeah, we need to go get our friend.
All right, and we're going to sprint after the cloaked figure.
So there's you two. What about the rest of you?
Well, I mean, I follow along.
Okay. You follow along?
Am I done buying my
food? Yeah, you're done.
Okay, I'll shove one in my mouth and then go run after them.
Okay. Nortrud, I assume you're following too?
Yes, but I look slightly confused.
Okay. I'll pull Nortrud along.
Nortrud, give me an intelligence roll.
Oh, no.
You're good at intelligence.
I am. 24.
Wow.
Nice. As you are a little bit dazed by what happened and then start to run to catch up to the party, you realize your backpack seems a lot lighter.
Oh, no. Well, I guess
it seems like things are like jostling around in your backpack right now.
I'll stop and look inside.
Your precious machine, the Mortimer, is not there.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That thing was huge.
I mean, like fairly large to steal. Okay.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Well, she was also half asleep.
Fanula? Well, we seem to have a problem. The Mortimer has vacated itself.
What? Can it?
From my backpack.
Can it do that?
No, someone took it.
I point to where everyone else is running, say, maybe they have an idea.
I mean, yes, I guess we'll follow them. Hopefully they didn't take us off in the other direction, but we'll see.
I'll look around. Do we see like anyone else that looks shady?
Give me a perception check.
15.
No. You basically just see the other end of the street where the cloaked figure is just moving along, doesn't even seem to be running, and Marion and Taylor and Peleus are now running after that figure.
Well, I'll point and say, well, maybe we should just try that first.
Yeah.
So in front of you, Marion, the figure is not running. They just seem to be casually walking down the street. So you can very easily catch up to them.
He's trotting along gently. I'm going to use my Born in the Saddle feature to just kind of swing up in one smooth motion onto Hero's back. And I am going to attempt to ride by and grab him.
Oh, no.
I call it, and haul him onto Hero as I go by and then go into an alley.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's see. I want you to give me just an attack roll, I guess, see to grab.
Oh my god.
Do I get proficiency with this attack?
It's an unarmored attack.
Oh, good. So I do.
If you have proficiency with that, sure.
I 14.
That is good enough. So basically you grab not the cloak itself, but you miss and your hand goes into the cloak. And you grab the shoulder of this scaly being and hoist it up. And it's not 6 feet. It's only 2 feet tall. And with that motion, what do you do? Now that you realize that this is not what it seems.
I'm very happy with this, by the way.
I would probably say that the bottom half of this creature goes, oh my god, what do we do?
Let me down. Get off me.
There! And Marion will surprise drop the smaller, much smaller thing.
It looks like a kobold.
I was going to say, that look and feels like an Amesley.
Like drop onto the horse or onto the ground?
Onto the ground.
Okay.
And he'll pull Hero up to a stop perpendicular in front of them and slide down.
Try and scurry back onto the others and pull the cloak up again.
In the background, while he's doing that, you'd see, like, the bottom half of this, like, cloak with the front, like, the top of the cloak just flopped over, stumbling around trying to recover from having their friend on top just yanked off.
You would probably hear a lot of swearing, too.
Yeah.
Like, shit, what do we do? He's gone!
Raku, can you describe what you look like?
So, Raku is just a dark blue kobold. He wears glasses to help see because he's the eyes of the body, and he's just got pretty much a bit of a loincloth on to keep him modest, but he tries to go back into the cloak to be back where he feels safe.
Rest of you, what do you do? as Marion has
cut
pulled
this
up
person in
short.
Half.
Yeah.
And is staring at whatever just happened, and he's now off of Hero. And definitely Peleus and Taylor, you guys were right behind Marion, so you saw exactly what happened. And then Fionnuala and Nortrude also come running up to the situation.
I'll lean over to Taylor. Taylor, did he just rip that man's head off? What just happened?
Peleus, I saw the same thing you did. I'm confounded.
I am very, very confused. Do I see clearly the other creatures that made up this tower of creatures?
You would see bright yellow feet at the bottom of the cloak.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Gotcha. Can I make a check to see whether or not I would recognize what kind of creature might have bright yellow feet, since they're clearly
sure.
not shoes?
And I think you were watching Marion too, so you saw what he pulled out of the cloak.
I thought you beheaded like something, so apparently I didn't see very well.
Okay, sure. All right. Intelligence check, I guess.
Oh, but I'm so dumb. yes, very dumb. I rolled, I think this dice is two. Two.
Two total?
Two total. Yeah, well, my intelligence modifier is zero, so yeah, two.
It seems like Marion decapitated this figure and then the head scurried back onto its body.
That seems normal. That seems normal. I feel like I've seen that before. Nothing to see here. I'm going to go home.
As Peleus stands there, continuing to be bewildered, Taylor's going to move into a sort of flanking position with Marion, just to make sure that this situation doesn't, you know, spread, that we keep maybe the head and the body sort of close by.
As Raku sort of hops back on, you would hear like a little voice from the middle of the coat going,
"Meepo, do you think we got away with it? I don't think so. I think we're screwed. Did Raku come back?"
"Yeah, he's on my shoulders."
"Why isn't he talking?"
"I don't know. Raku, say something."
"That was a weird experience. Never do that again."
"Did he throw you?"
"He grabbed me."
"How rude. What do we do? Do we stay here?"
"Meepo, start running. Run."
"I start running."
"I start running."
Oh, jeez.
"I mean, I'm the legs. Run!"
I'm going to try to clothesline the middle couple. Oh, and just kind of like bear hug them as they go by.
Oh, I'm assuming that the legs would just keep running.
Yeah, so let's do...
Not like violently, just so I'm like carrying the top two.
Snickle, why don't you give me a dexterity check at disadvantage, and Marion, why don't you give me athletics check to grab?
15.
Oh, that's a natural 20. a total of 29.
Okay, so Hylas shakes
Marion
out.
Kind, kobold wrangler.
Let's get you a belt buckle.
Marion spreads his arms and basically just like bear hugs the middle of this figure. And Meepo's on the bottom, right?
Yep. So,
and then Meepo, you just basically continue running out of the coat through Marion's legs. The other two of you are just right there. Up against Marion as he's hugging you.
I kind of do the whole Looney Tunes run where I'm like running on the spot, but then keep running and then stop and turn and realize and look up like, "I don't have a top." And then I just kind of squeal. And you see in front of you a bright yellow kobold with like orangey red scales that form into like a gradient down her back.
Now, call me old fashioned, but I think introductions are in order.
Well, I mean, you disrobed us.
This is technically true.
Raku, Snickle?
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yes.
No, I'm being grabbed again.
Almost hanging from Raku's legs now as I'm being, like, bear-hugged. I'm clinging as well as I can with my little light blue legs to the cloak to try and, like, keep things that are in it inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask, are there, like, items falling out now?
Not yet. Nope.
With that, I'm actually going to start giving them, like, a gentle shake.
If he starts shaking them, I would say that
some little things would start to sort of fall out on the ground, like ting, 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 onto the
and
around us.
Meepo would probably, like, run up and bite his ankle.
Okay. Marin, as you start to shake the kobolds in the cloak, a few coins and like other tiny little trinkets start falling out. And then you feel a very sharp pain at your ankle.
That son of a nut! Let them go! Get with, what if you, the help?
I have sharp teeth. I'm very proud of them.
I'll approach the situation finally and go, oh, it's the three elves in a cloak situation here. Okay. But they're much smaller than elves. This is interesting. And I go to pick one of them up, probably the one that's at the ankles. And I just try to lift them up with all of my 9 strength.
She just like starts flailing and trying to swing fists at you, but can't hit you.
It's kind of cute, don't you think, Taylor? Looking at the raccoon man.
I am not cute.
Okay, no.
I would agree with that statement.
Definitely not cute. No. This is wrong. I don't want whatever this is touching my nice finery. But I'll pick it up and hold it aloft as far out away from my body as possible.
I shout back at Raku. Raku, I don't like being picked up.
And welcome to my hell.
Well, how do we get out of it? You're the brains. Figure it out.
Meanwhile, Raku and I are probably squirming, trying to get out of Marion's grip.
Taylor's going to walk up as well to where the scene is unfolding, probably drawing lots of attention from the street. As you look around, Taylor, you do see a bunch of people sidelong glancing at you, and some have stopped to watch.
Sort of talking to the group, not just Marion, not just Peleus. Taylor's going to say, I think we need to work some things out, but I think it would benefit us all if we try to not draw so much attention. If we let you kind of put yourself back together, maybe we can talk this out. We just want what you took from us back. We don't want to hurt you.
We didn't take anything from you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You must have us mixed up with some other kobolds.
Is there a basketball-sized bulge under this cloak?
Vanilla, give me a perception check, since you asked.
17.
Yeah, it seems like on the back end of this figure, where maybe a butt should have been, there is a giant bulge.
I'll point at it and whisper over to Nortrude and say, I think that might be the Mortimer. You should go get it. I don't want to touch it.
All right, so Nortrude will walk over. Well, so I have something that is mine that I've put a lot of effort into making, and it's, you know, fairly important. And it's about, this big. Nortrude holds her hands up and, you know, about a foot apart, round, kind of like this. Looks exactly like that lump under that trench coat there. I was wondering if you have happened to have seen a metal object about that size.
We've seen many objects, but you could buy it from us. We have some plenty of things.
Yeah, it sounds like something we just got in stock.
Yeah, we have plenty!
Yes, well, you see, it is mine, therefore I do not have to buy it.
No, it's one of our wares. It's not yours.
It is in our possession.
Is your name on it?
Unless you pay us, it's not yours.
Exactly. I learnt from Raku that possession is 9/10. I don't know what that means. But it's ours. I'm learning.
It's a slow process.
If you put us down, we can sell some things to you if you're interested. But you were not very nice to us.
Yeah, you did tackle us.
I didn't tackle you.
Your friend did.
Yes, but your friend did.
Oh, they're my traveling companions.
Yes, notice the word friend wasn't in there.
Well, perhaps we could move this party somewhere else and we could further discuss business. How you're going to give me the Mortimer back.
Nah, we don't give things, we sell things. Buy it from us.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But please put us down.
And I'll sort of start squirming with even more enthusiasm in Marion's arms.
All right, well, party, where shall we go?
Is there an alleyway?
Yeah, there's one, like, not too far away.
All right. I'm going to take my other arm and just kind of by the back of the neck, kind of holding them out while they're thrashing.
So you're now holding the two individuals?
Yes.
The little yellow one has not stopped fidgeting the whole time and is trying to enthusiastically kick you where it would hurt.
That's Peleus's problem.
Peleus, give me a dex check. giant dice says, let's go with 18. You're still able to avoid the kicks and scratches from the kobold in your arms, but she seems to be almost getting out of your arms. Deep sigh.
I said, put me down.
And the other two seem relatively secure at this point.
By Marion, sure. One in each hand.
Sure. I will let the one I have down, and I'll lean over to my tiny friend and say, listen, it looks like my friend has your friends, and if you'd like to see your friends unhurt, unharmed, and relatively safe, which is not something Marion's particularly skilled at, I suggest you just come along willingly. Otherwise, I'll have to pick you up again. I don't want to touch you. I don't want my hands on, and I gesture, this. Just, so please, just follow. We'll sort all this out. It'll be relatively simple, straightforward, and fun, right, Taylor? And I wink at my raccoon friend. Obvious, like, thumbs up gesture.
I return the thumbs up.
Meepu will huff violently and start walking towards the other two kobolds, but as she does, she would like to kick him in the shins.
Okay. Just give me a d20 roll.
Well, that's a 7.
Peleus is pretty dexterous, so I think he...
I let it happen.
Watching you. Oh, you let it happen? All right.
It probably doesn't hurt. It's just like a little... Eh.
Did you get it all out already?
Maybe.
I lift my leg up like I'm... looking, just showing her the size of my shoe, I suppose.
And she just holds her head proudly and walks over to the other two.
I like this one.
I'm going to say, Marion, pretty easily you can walk over to the alleyway and you walk into it and it seems to be unoccupied. What do you do, Marion, with your two kobolds?
I will take them with me into the alley. And then once we get there, I will say, all right, you're Raku and you're Snickle. I got that right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm Meepu.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to put y'all down now.
Good.
And you can rearrange yourselves and we will have a discussion about repartitioning wares.
So you're going to buy from us? Raku, we're going to make a sale!
Good, good. Money, money, money.
Finally, in 3 weeks!
Yes! I'm hungry!
Okay.
Marion, can I have a moment? Marion, I think that maybe it's just I miss Amesley, but I don't think these creatures mean any harm. I think they're just trying
to get
by.
Why is everybody assuming that I'm about to, like, crush them underfoot?
I've heard... Amesley told me you punched a door in with your bare fists.
Okay, well, that's not untrue.
Of all the people I have met in my travels, you seem to be the one that has some sort of anger problem. But... you're just impulsive. So I just want to put it out there that if we can get through this, maybe... give them some money. They look like they need it. Maybe they can set up a legitimate shop somewhere. I don't know, but...
we are a legitimate shop.
Taylor, I'm sure they could. I'm literally missing 2,000 gold.
They don't know what they took from us. They don't know what it's...
Oh my god! I didn't realize that sack had 2,000 gold in it!
Yeah.
Rekko!
Oh my god! Maybe we can finally get some fruit. What are we going to do with that much money?
Buy some vegetable-inspired fruit.
An investment.
Vegetable futures are looking very good in Rebelhain. Anyhow, I turn Marion back around and say, let's just try to deal with this civilly if we can.
What? Is this because... he's going to point at Pillars. He was threatening people on my behalf? Look, I just put them down. We're having a conversation. All right?
Yes, well...
and we're not going to tell them about the many kobolds that I have crushed underfoot over the course of my long storied career.
What?
What?
Okay, so scratch that last bit.
No, that's reel back. You said you crush kobolds. We don't want to do business with someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
We are a reputable business.
I meant in friendly trade negotiations.
My friend here really likes to play dragon chess, and he is very competitive, so he was simply saying that he has crushed many opponents in games of chance.
Oh!
He hasn't actually crushed any kobolds.
Snickle would probably think about that for a second. she'd scratch her chin very thoughtfully and then kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah, Meepoof, like, just immediately as soon as he says it, believes him.
Oh, okay, sorry. As long as you're friends with kobolds, then we are happy to do business with you.
Oh, yeah, we know one kobold. She has a shop in Revelhein, but anyway, maybe we can talk business.
But that's Raku's department.
Money, 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 money.
He's the brains.
I mean, we hold the stuff. Raku just tells us if we can sell it or not. Raku!
Yes.
Are we selling? What are we doing?
It depends who wants to buy. What do you want to buy? I've got some good stuff. We've got some good stuff. Everything's good stuff.
Yeah, well, I opened the bottom half, so.
And Snickle would kind of grab the middle and pull it open, and you would just see all assortments of different items just dangling from different pockets and compartments and loops through the inside of the trench coat.
So, yeah, the cloak is just full of crap.
Like, some of it looks pretty interesting, but some of it just looks like total junk. Like, if you wouldn't even... It's so pointless, you almost wouldn't think to throw it away.
Is there anything that looks really, really interesting?
Sure. One thing is you see to the side, right side of Snickle, there seems to be a vine that's, like, bundled up. Possibly your whip, Taylor.
No, I don't care about that. I want to know if there's anything, like, shiny and cool.
Yeah, there's a few shiny things. There seems to be, like, this crystal thing. There's two crystal things.
I reach in my pocket. I still have my amulet, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I'll point out one of the crystal things and say, "What does that do anything? What do you know about that?"
Oh, it's very shiny.
And I'll sort of pick it up and hold it out and toss it over in my little hands and go,
I think it's magic. Maybe it's very shiny, so 5,000 gold?
That's a very good price. I think Raku would be very happy.
Price. Raku, you think that's a good price?
Yes, 5,000. 5,000's good. You get some extra money.
Well, did you know that fruits and vegetables actually are worth a lot more than money? And I hold out my bag of fruit.
No. Gold forever. Fruit, you eat.
Although, as Raku's saying that, you can see Snickle's, like, eyes just go big like a cat and, like, nose just like...
Have you got fruit?
Yeah. And it's an Amesley-sized bag, so it's, like, the size of you.
Yeah, the bag is the size of you.
Meepo, they've got fruit. I know, but it's been so long since I've had any meat. That's true. I mean,
I could probably eat the whole bag.
That's true.
Including the bag.
It probably wouldn't... Raku!
Money. Let's get the money so we can buy more fruit and more meat.
But I want the fruit.
I've pulled out the crystal ball. Would anyone in the party maybe identify what it is just like looking at it?
It looks like a crystal ball. Actually, the few of you that have been into Claudia's shop and gotten your reading by Harold the Frog. Remember, her shelves were filled with crystal balls. This looks like one of those.
Were they magical?
You have no idea.
I was in her shop.
Yeah. I mean, you weren't throwing Detect Magic out. I mean, you assume they're magical, or is it just Claudia who's magical? Who knows?
Well.
You can always buy it. You can find out when you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Then we have no money back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
We can promise that.
If you're not happy, it's not our problem.
I mean, I can trade it.
Trade for gold.
I mean, if you're not interested in the crystal ball, how about this?
And Meepu will reach into the very back part and start rummaging. Maybe some extra little random bauble falls out and picks up and then pulls out a box.
This has... Look, I'll be honest, I sniffed it once and passed out and Raku had to fix me and I got smacked in the face and told not to touch it again. But apparently it's poison.
Keep the box safe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very dangerous.
It is. Just don't sniff it. Trust me, it's a bad decision. Have a headache for 3 days.
Sniffing is bad.
Hey, Peleus, I got an idea.
Okay.
We should trade Peleus.
I am for this idea 100%. Goodbye, friends. It's been nice knowing you and traveling you with all these wonderful weeks. I am
enjoy
now
the black market, Peleus.
Joining my kobold brethren.
No. Small Peleus.
No! No! Nothing will make me trade Peleus the unlucky. He's my favorite child I've ever had in all these 3 days. Yes, he's Peleus the unlucky. You want to trade, and I lean into Marion. You want to trade them an Eldritch God? For some trinkets. That sounds...
Marion just kind of looks at you and makes kind of a meh.
Meepu will pull out one of the serums very delicately and probably get kicked in the head for doing it. But
this one, we used to have four, but I tipped it in Raku's throat when he was sleeping and he told me the truth. He told me he does things I'm stupid, but it's really cool.
Because you are stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm just special.
Stupid.
Okay. But yeah.
I'll pull out a little figurine. Perhaps you want to buy these. These are pretty. Buy them.
Well, I would. However, there's a small issue of, and I would like to do a perception check to see if I can see my rather massive sack of coins.
Sure. Give me a perception check.
That is a 10.
No, you don't see it. You see the bulge at the back of the cloak that hasn't been pulled out yet.
My money.
What? No, we don't have your money. Look, you are not you, sir, are not very nice. I don't like bartering with you. You said you were friends with a kobold. Bring that kobold out. They are much better to trade with.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would pay all of the money that you have, that is mine to see that, I don't think that's going to be happening.
Bring us your kobold friend.
I'm going to turn to Taylor. Am I being extorted by three kobolds in a trench coat?
It looks to be the case, Marion.
Nartrude, you're up. And Marion's just going to step back, turn around, just massage his temples a little bit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the intermission of episode 37. I want to give a big shout out to Three Kobolds in a Trench Coat. This episode was just a blast to record, and it was so much fun. They run a discussion podcast, which is about Beyond the D&D Table, and I was actually on their episode 9, Caught Off Guard, and we talked about situations where, when I was a DM, I was caught off guard by things that my players have done. All of their episodes are really informative and give real insight into different D&D themes or stuff surrounding the table. You can find them on Instagram and Twitter at the Three Kobolds in a Trench Coat. They have a website, which is linktr.ee/threekoboldsinatrenchcoat. And you can find them on Spotify, Google, Apple, or SoundCloud for their podcast. In other news, up on our Patreon, we uploaded part one of the bonus content from the Sessions from Downtime. It is with Fanula and Taylor, and it goes into more depth of how Fanula is slowly becoming a carrot goddess and Taylor finding a very interesting trinket shop. So if you'd like to hear those, that's just our $3 and up a month patrons. So head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/rollingonfate. All right, everybody, have a safe and happy new year. And the next episode will be up Wednesday, January 13th. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
kobold friends.
By this point, Meepu's getting bored and starts fiddling with all the vials. maybe attempt to sniff one, but then remember it's a bad idea.
Matt, can B go investigate and like look under the cloak without them noticing?
Yeah, B would just make a stealth check.
Okay.
I did take inflict wounds this morning.
Oh no.
Marion says out loud.
mumbling darkly to himself.
Oh, 11.
Okay, I'm going to say that Meepo, while you're filling with the poisons and sniffing one and realize not to sniff one, you see this little chipmunk crawl on the ground and then begin to climb up the back end of the cloak.
I immediately growl and snap at it.
Arr! Hey, dang!
B squeaks.
Someone's getting in the cloak!
Fresh meat.
Oh, I would watch out for that little chipmunk. You have yet to see what he can do with his dragon's breath.
What?
Yes, among the entire group, B is the most dangerous one of all. So, please, unhand my familiar.
Please
do not snap
fire.
At him.
Fire is scary.
You don't like fire? It hurts.
Yeah, we just got away from fire.
Oh, no.
Wasn't fun.
Near Rebelheim. It was very scary.
B does prefer to use lightning.
Well, that burns too! But
he won't do that either. What? So, tell me, what happened in Revelhein?
It was on fire. We went to
Revelhein was on fire?
No, not Revelhein. You're wrong, Meepo. Shut up, Meepo.
Oh, sorry.
We went to a kobold village near Revelhein and it was on fire.
Oh, that one! Yeah, that very, one!
That was very scary.
Taylor's gonna, like, bang on Marion's, like, full plate. Be like,
yes, I have ears.
Do you think that was the same village that Amesley said was attacked by fire?
Who's Amesley? Is that your kobold,
our kobold friend?
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
Was there, perchance, a, like, walking fire creatures made entirely of flame? And a big tear in the...
Yeah, there was lots of scary things.
Very, very scary.
Very scary.
Raku had to... I'm not proud, but Raku had to save us.
Yeah. Although, Meepo, you ran away very fast.
I did. I'm quite fast. That's why I'm the legs. That's why I'm not the brains.
Did you say your kobold friend is from there?
I believe she is.
She said that her pack was attacked by the same fire, and she fled to Revelhein and lives there now with her adoptive father, but when we met her, she was looking for a new pack to adventure with and was trying to find out what happened back with her original pack, so...
You would see Snickle's expression sort of change from really feisty to really kind of sad, and she'd look up and down at her other companions to kind of gauge their expressions.
Meepu will and then reach into the back of the cloak and pull out the sack of coin and hold it out.
We lied. We did take your things. But you can have them back.
You can have the coins.
You can give it to your kobold friend. We're very sorry.
That's okay. The good news is that now I can buy stuff.
Yay!
Good.
That's great.
Good.
Woo!
Yay! You're still gonna buy?
Yeah. We have lots of interesting things to buy.
There's a few other items we should maybe talk about before you make any purchases, Marion. Other things that are important.
We do have the other things.
And Snickle will kind of reach behind her and pull out and all the other bits and pieces of your items that... they had grabbed and just kind of dropped them on the ground at Meepo's feet.
The metal sphere is about as big as you are.
I would struggle.
Yeah, Meepo will reach up and try and help as well. Probably they stagger a bit because Meepo's trying to help.
So then the Mortimer is pulled out and so is the whip and the bag of coins, and that's it. That's all that you guys are missing.
All right.
I'm really surprised this didn't bite you when you tried to take it from me, but thank you. then I will take my whip.
You guys notice as he takes back the whip, there's a snake head at the very end of the whip, and it like slithers its tongue at the three kobolds.
Ooh, we could have made a lot of money on that one.
Yeah, I'm sad that we didn't get to keep it.
Oh, Bill.
Well, I think we shall call it, and I think I'm going to regret teaching you this particular turn of language, an acquisition fee.
An acquisition fee? Acquisition?
My brain hurts.
I was right.
It's a more money? Does that mean more money?
Correct. That is money for acquiring a certain item for an individual that needs it.
Raku, you can add that
like,
one.
My goodness, I have found this whip for you. I will return it for you for a small fee.
Oh.
How much?
Let's say 150 gold.
Oh.
That's a lot of money, isn't it, Raku? That's lots.
Too much. I'd say 50 gold.
Ah.
75.
What am I
doing?
I don't know, Marion.
What about 5 gold?
Chop.
That's too little.
Oh, sorry. This is why I'm...
number.
Okay.
I tried to teach you numbers.
I thought it was bigger.
5 is really small. No, 5 is really small.
Okay.
What about 500 copper pieces?
That's a big number. Meepo, that's a big number.
It is.
No. Stop. Stop it. No, whip my tail.
Ow. 500 is bigger than 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, copper's not much. Copper, what does copper buy?
Copper's shiny.
It's copper precious. Sorry.
Copper is shiny.
Honestly, seeing the way this economy is set up, I am going to say that Raku is in fact correct.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe people use them to tile their floors.
Yeah, I don't even have any.
Yes, we need gold.
All right, so 75 then.
Yeah, 60
for the
gold.
Nice whip.
No, 60.
70.
60.
Why are you paying them for my whip, Marion?
And why are they negotiating against themselves? I'm confused. Has anyone else seen this?
Pelias, is this how the black market works?
No, actually, the people at the black market tend to actually know how to negotiate. It's very strange. Although, to be fair, I did get this god in a box for 67% off, so...
What's that mean?
Keep that in mind. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And I go to pat the little one on the head.
She kind of purrs a little bit.
In that box is the antithesis of all creation.
Yeah.
Very unlucky. You do not want that box. That's a very troublesome box.
But we have a really cool box.
Yeah, she shakes her box and all the glass vials kind of dangerously clink against each other.
Do you want this one?
Yeah, we'll do a trade.
Yeah.
Trade.
You give us your box and we'll give you ours.
What do you say, Pelias?
And you can buy it from us.
How much for the box?
Swap boxes and then 5,000 gold. 5,000 gold and we swapped a box.
I like it.
What's going on now? Are you offering my box and 5,000 gold for whatever their box is?
Yeah, my box is better.
I can almost assuredly guarantee that my box is probably better than your box.
But ours tinkles when you rattle it.
Uh-huh.
And it can make you sleep if you sniff it.
And it makes you tell the truth.
Mine whispers terrible, horrible things about death and chaos into my brain whenever I talk at it, so
yeah,
I don't know. I think mine's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
That's weird, though. Who talks to boxes?
Right?
Yeah. This box
I
makes
look ashamedly.
You talk.
Me?
That's cool.
I talk to boxes all the time.
That if we say this silly. Box, are you going to talk to this box, too?
Yeah, you can talk to this box all you want. I can't guarantee it'll talk back. You can maybe think it does. But that's something you need to take up with someone else.
Pelias, you hear. I mean, I know full well that giving my box to these three is chaos incarnate. It's literally the worst decision I could make.
maybe instead of a box, and Snick will kind of rummage around and she'll pull out 3 different sticks. So 2 look more like wands, whereas 1 is more just like a rod.
Yeah. What about none of these ones?
Ooh, Peleus, you do have a lot of nice rods.
I do. I'm a fan of rods, that's for sure. And I count to make sure they're all here. I just, you see me just feeling myself up. Yep, no, they're all here. That's fantastic.
I think that was one too many.
No, that one's intended to be there. Marion, it's okay. I'll have to teach you about sea elf anatomy someday. Marion, giving these three this box is... Dangerous seems like too light a word for this.
Was that the box?
Peleus, you talk too much, Peleus. Shut up.
I tell you what, let's go. Maybe, 3,000 gold.
2.
3,000.
3 gold.
3.
3,000.
3,000.
Okay. 3,000. Raku, I want the box.
I clutch the box tightly. The box isn't for trade. It's not for sale. I'm not giving you this box.
Then buy our box.
How about I give you 500 for the box?
No.
Oh, no. It's worth much more than that. Even I know
it's
that.
It's really valuable, we promise. We're not totally stupid.
But you keep shaking it. How do we know that everything still works inside your box?
Open the box.
Okay, I open it and you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 8 glass vials in there, perfectly intact.
What is inside the glass vials?
Well, I told you, one makes you tell the truth. The other one, I sniffed it and, I don't know what happened, but I was asleep for like 4 days.
I think almost all of them are no good if you smell them.
Yeah, and then I was told not to open them again because I got in trouble.
Keep it open for a second. Nortrud, can you maybe tell what these other vials might do? Are they all some sort of truth potion?
I don't know. Do I know?
No, but Fionnuala, you're looking at those, and with your background...
I can look at them and tell what they are?
I mean, they're all of varying colors, so you can guess by the color.
That one's grape.
That's orange. Well, Taylor, this is why we're leaving it up to Fionnuala.
Okay, what are they? I'm looking at
them. At least I'm learning to ask before I drink things that I find in boxes.
Poisoner skill roll. So proficiency plus whatever we said it was, intelligence or something.
Could I make a check as well, seeing as I am an alchemist?
You're an alchemist?
You're an alchemist now?
I have been.
I did not know that.
Stories.
Yes, you can roll.
I only got an 8.
Peleus, you can also give me an intelligence check.
Stop making me do intelligence checks.
That's a 21, Matt.
Ah ha ha, I got a nat 20. Oh shit, it's just 20. I'm very dumb.
Peleus. A few of those look like exactly the same ones that you have in your box. Your other box?
Mm-hmm. My other box.
Your other box. They look exactly the same. Like, you think that they're pretty much the same. Marion, with your skill, it's hard to tell without opening and smelling them, but you think that, yeah, there's definitely a truth serum in there. The thing about sleeping for 24 hours and plus the color, one of them looks like midnight tears, which is very expensive poison. The other two, they look way more costly, like acidic. Maybe something that's derived from large monsters that does a lot of damage.
Caustic and costly.
Okay, well, I'll go look at them and pretend to appraise them. And then I'll say, unfortunately, those are worthless, guys. But, I mean, I have way better poisons. And I pull out my mushroom poison that I made. And I hold it up to the light and admire it.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Mud.
I think one of them you made looked like mud, but I don't know what this one is.
I don't know. This is actually the one that doesn't do anything.
Okay, so it's the one that looks like mud.
I also didn't know that.
Right, but it's the one that looks like mud.
Okay.
But that doesn't look very pretty. These are really shiny bottles.
Mm-hmm. This one's purple.
And we have 8. You have 1.
That's how you know they're no good. If they look like this, that's when you have the real stuff.
How come we've never found any of those, Meepo?
I don't know. Us, Raku! Raku!
Raku, what's that potion?
Raku's way too busy staring at Peleus's talky little box that he desperately wants.
Raku?
Raku?
Focus!
Trade, mister, trade with me.
She says this potion she's holding is more valuable than all of mine in my box.
Maybe we can swap. So then you get our potions and we can sell that one.
Maybe
it's worth more.
Apparently it's worth more than all of them.
Yeah.
one potion. One potion out of a box of eight? That's crazy. Crazy.
But if her potion's worth so much, then we sell her our potions and then we can sell her potion and... Oh, I got confused. We can sell her potion.
Money!
Money!
Okay. Okay. We do a swap. But...
Swap. Yeah.
But if it doesn't work out profitable, I'm taking it out of your shares.
But...
Aww.
But that you do that all the time! I haven't eaten!
There's money and expenses. It's a very hard business.
The kobold on the bottom starts stamping its feet.
I'll throw in some fruit too if you're
I'll get some fruit.
My heavy fruit bag.
I'll get some fruit. Okay, that's a deal.
Okay, I hold the box out.
Okay, I'll hold out my vial and then I'll open my fruit bag. You can each choose five.
Oh my god!
Meepu
literally throws the other two off her shoulders and tries to dive in the bag.
You would fit in.
You got one.
As this commotion is going on, the rest of you kind of like look over the coat and what seems to be like a folded black piece of fabric is also with inside. There seems to be a tiny little figurine of a beetle. There's a what looks like a big book tome. Fionnuala, you also see this rough cut multifaceted crystal that's different than the crystal ball that they showed you before.
Oh my gosh, I want that. I wish I had more stuff to trade. I have a 5-pound bag of carrots. It's probably moldy by now. Oh,
yes. Perfect for kobolds.
I mean, carrots keep for a long time, right?
That's true. They're probably it's probably like all, you know, like limp and sad.
As Nickel's been thrown off too, with all the other artifacts we've got being laid out, I scurry up to kind of scoop it back into the coat, but see that the crystal had caught someone's attention and pick it up and hold it out and go, "Oh, you want this one?"
It is very shiny.
Yeah, but watch this. It does something really cool.
Snickle will kind of like open up her mouth and start sing-talking to it. Like, "Ah, you're a pretty crystal. I love crystals." And it'll start to glow with pretty lights around it.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah, it does that when I sing to it.
Meepu is like full kangaroo pouching in the bag of fruit.
Are you guys more interested in vegetables or poisonous vegetables?
I can't eat poison. It doesn't feel very nice.
In that case, I'll pull out my wilted bag of carrots.
Shit.
They're hungry. I don't have any. I don't even have a backpack.
You're just carrying a bunch of bags of food.
Okay, I guess I'll take out my bag of wilted carrots and I'll take out like 20 gold pieces.
It's gold!
As a head emerges.
Want to trade? I hold the bag of carrots. This one's worth more than, and I show them the gold in my hand, but. I mean, if you like gold, there's this too.
Oh,
I think I paid more for this bag of carrots, actually.
Carrots are very yummy.
They are.
And sort of glancing over at Raku and getting a moment without him telling her what to do, Snickle will just like quickly thrust out this crystal and grab the bag of carrots and start digging in.
You've satisfied two kobolds.
Yeah. Damn it.
And she'll just start chowing down, just looking like as the happiest you've seen her in this whole interaction.
Mm-hmm. It's a 5-pound bag of carrots. Oh. Is that a lot? That's not that much, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty big. You could buy it at the grocery.
Yeah.
I think I spent like 10 gold on that.
I mean,
they're organic.
I mean, not bad for a 1500 gold crystal.
Did you guys ignore the gold in my hand?
Yeah, she's just chowing down. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
Meepoo is still in the bag. She's eaten more than 5 pieces of fruit.
You can see why we don't have a shop front. We're just, you know, carrying our wares.
The bags rustles.
Raku's going to take the little beetle and walk up to Peleus and say, "The box. Can I see the box again?"
No.
Come on. I'll trade you. Let's swap. The box for the beetle.
I'm going to squint at this beetle. Do I notice anything, exceptional about it? Or is it just a beetle rock?
So beetle is made out of very fine gems and metals. It's all like interlaid within each other. And as he's holding it out, the beetle wakes up and it comes alive and it starts crawling around his hand.
It's so cool. I want all these things.
I mean, that is very shiny and very impressive.
It does tricks. It comes alive. It can turn into a little amulet thingy, thing, majig, whatever it is, and it can crawl. It's good.
That's more tricks than your other pet can do, Peleus. The one in the other box.
The third tiny box.
Yeah.
You have
a lot of boxes.
I have many boxes.
I don't want a little box. I want that box. He points at that one.
I used to be kobolds in a trench coat selling items that I found. That used to be me. This box, again, I feel peer pressure here. No one else seems to understand the gravity of the situation.
I think you should keep it.
Thank you. A voice of reason. Shut up, Peleus.
Yeah, tell yourself to be quiet. That's weird.
I'm very strange. You know, it's fine.
Give me the box and I'll take it off your hands.
No, I can't.
Come on. What have you got to lose? The gold?
The world, maybe? I'm more concerned that it's dangerous to give you the box.
I'm a trustworthy salesman.
Yeah, no, it's not you that I don't trust. It's the box that I don't trust.
I sell used items. Of course I'm trustworthy. Come on, sell it to me.
Again, it's not you, Raku. I'm sure you're a lovely kobold once I get to know you. But, yeah. Huh?
I don't want to know you. Just sell me your item and I'll be on my way. Then you could buy some more.
I'm going to tuck the box away for now and kind of back up. Raku, no, it's been a pleasure, but...
No, please. Come on. Sell it.
No.
I like how Raku's trying to get Peleus to yes and him and...
Yeah.
It's just not happening. Bad improv at its best.
Generally, Peleus' job. Right.
I put the box away. I'm keeping the box.
No, the box, sell the box, sell the box.
No.
A head pops out of the fruit sack and goes,
"Raku, sweeten the deal. You're giving him nothing. Give him more if you want the box."
Fine.
Yeah, use those pretty sticks that I was telling before.
I run back. And I grab one of the sticks. I grab the cheapest stick on the list and I come back.
Okay, yeah. All right. Nortrud, you definitely know that's a wand.
Ooh.
The beetle and the stick by the stick. It's a special stick.
I have no idea what that is, so I'll look at Nortrud and go, "Nortrud, what's that stick?"
Well, it appears to be some type of wand.
Hmm. Did you know that, Raku?
Smart girl. And I run up to Nortrud and I'm like, "You buy it? Give me the box for it."
Well, as the box is not mine, I cannot give you the box.
I can't give you the stick either.
The box belongs to Peleus. Although I suppose
Peleus
I could
gotta give
you
me the box.
Peleus. Is there a book? I thought I saw one earlier.
Mm.
A
home.
And hearing that, Snickle kind of like flop over, having like stuffed her face with carrots with a little bloated belly, and go,
"Oh, if you like to read, there's a book over there."
She'll point to the book kind of sitting on top of the trench coat.
Like a sloth that's too fat and too tired to move, Meepu will like flop out of the sack of fruit and kind of just crawl on her belly.
I ate too much fruit again. Me too. I don't feel very good, but it was very yummy.
I was so good.
Yeah.
This group has essentially just nullified my entire army with food.
Our one weakness. Some floppy carrots and a bag of fruit.
Well, I am interested in both the book and the stick. I could pay you gold for them.
Okay, then. Yes, gold. That'll be 2,500 gold.
Well, that's more than I want to pay you. So, let's start with...
That's what I want you to pay me.
How about 150?
What? politely, no.
Well, let's see. I could throw in some tea. Do you like Earl Grey tea?
No, oh, I love tea.
Well, I have, at least... 3 pounds of it.
That's a lot of tea, Raku.
Quiet.
But it's a lot of tea.
But it is a lot of tea.
Yeah.
But it is.
I mean,
carrots.
Tea would soothe my belly right now.
Raku, get the tea.
Tea. No. Okay. 2,000 gold and tea.
Raku, is it? We don't even know what kind of wand that is. Maybe it would be nice to know. Do you know what kind of stick this is?
Yes, it turns. It turns.
It's a very pretty stick.
It makes me.
Makes him disappear.
What's the word? Yeah, I run around. I steal things.
It's really nice when he goes away, but I can still hear him.
It's hard for people to see me.
Yeah, he goes away, but I can still hear him, so I don't like it very much.
It's like he vanished before my very eyes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have the hiccups.
What kind of... sorry, Nortrud. This is your transaction. I should not snoop. I just love shopping.
I love selling. What a coincidence. It's a good thing we met.
Well, what if I give you a teapot to go with the 3 pounds of Earl Grey?
We don't have the teapot.
No, we don't. Mm. I was just going to chew on the tea.
Yeah.
How good is the tea?
It sounds really nice.
Is it fresh tea? Is it fresh tea? Is it old and moldy and yucky tea? Or is it a good tea?
Oh, no, it is excellent tea. I mean, ooh. I drink it after all. I do not drink old, moldy tea.
Ah, very pretty. Very good. How good is the teapot? What teapot?
Well, it is a small... enameled cast iron teapot, and there is a tea infuser in it. Ooh. So that you can filter the tea and you don't even have to drink it with all the leaves in it.
Oh, yes, that sounds really fancy.
Yes, lots of big words. Yes, yes. Yeah. Very, very nice.
Tea. Fine. I fell asleep a little after she said filter.
What does filter mean?
I don't know, but it sounds fancy.
Oh.
Well, it means you put the tea leaves in it, and then you add the hot water.
What?
And when it's done steeping,
you
pour it out, and then the leaves stay inside the filter, so you don't have to eat them when you drink.
You mean you don't get the thing stuck in your teeth?
So it's not crunchy tea?
You do not. It is not crunchy tea. It is smooth tea.
Raku, that's fancy.
Raku, get
that
it?
That sounds great.
Please.
I'll give you the stick for it all. Stick for it all.
And the book.
No, the book's too precious.
No.
The book is too good.
Raku, that tea sounds really, 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 really special. And that book does. I don't know what that book does, but I mean, it's heavy. I really don't like carrying it around.
No, Not 1,500 gold worth of good.
We don't know if it's worth that much. It's just a big pain in my back.
Nah, and I mean, I am the legs. It's pretty heavy carrying all you lot around.
Yeah, that's your problem, not mine.
But give her the book, you agreed to it.
Buy the book.
Matt, wild stab in the dark, but does the book look at all kind of vaguely familiar?
Nope. Okay. I mean, you can give me an arcana check, and I think Nork should go ahead and give me an arcana check as well.
It's either one of two things.
Looking over at it.
14.
24.
Woo! Do it. Marin, it does not look like the book that I think that you're thinking about.
Good.
Nortrud, this book, however, the way that it's bound, I mean, you spent your whole life around books and especially magic books. This one, the way that it's bound specifically means that it's basically anyone can read it and they gain something from it, whether it's a magical ability or something else kind of like that.
Cool. Well, as interesting as this book looks, I'm not sure if I need it.
No, well, no, you need it. You need it.
Yes, yeah, so give her the book.
How about for, could I give you 500 gold for it to go with my tea and the teapot?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yes.
500 is a big number.
Okay, deal.
It's a big number. It's a big number.
Yeah, we learned that.
It's a number that you said that I could say.
Yeah.
It has to be gold, not copper.
Yeah, no. You said copper's bad, so. And she said gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
I did say gold.
Yeah.
Yes. Deal. Here, book.
So B, the little tiny chipmunk, is going to hop over with a sack of 500 gold. But it's like kind of slow, heavy hops. And then I will dig the teapot and the tea out of my backpack. Well, thank you. This is an excellent trade. I appreciate doing business with you and your shop, good sir.
Ah, that's so good.
Yeah, it was really nice to sell you some stuff, but we're running a bit low on stock now. So
yeah,
if you want to buy some more stuff from us, you can see us later after the wedding that's over that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go
Did
there.
You say after
and then
the
we'll
wedding?
Have more stock. Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a wedding at the church.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's normally where a wedding is.
Yeah,
the big fancy church.
Yeah, the really big one. I think there's rifts there.
The Church of the Circles.
Yeah, the Church of the Circles.
Not circles, is rifts.
Rift. Circle.
Same thing.
Rift.
Circle, yeah. Rift.
That's the scary circles.
Yeah, it's very scary circles. Well, yes, that would be really, if you can find us or if we can find you, we can browse what you have after the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that they just throw stuff into the scary circles. It's such a waste.
We try and catch it before it gets in.
Yeah, but don't tell anyone.
Tell us, what did you call it? It's an acquisition?
Yeah, acquisition fee.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, acquisition fee.
Yeah, I think that's what, Marion, you called it an acquiescence fee, right?
Oh, that was Marion.
Yeah, that was the word. I did it wrong. Acquiescence fee. That's a really big word. Yeah.
Aqueduct. Was aqueducts?
Anyways, look, you three, very fine, scaly individuals.
Business people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I brush my scales every day. That's why they're so yellow.
In the interest of good times and friendship, I would like to make a investment.
What's that?
In your business?
Oh, yes, more money.
What does investment mean?
Is that another, is it another fee? Like that other word?
Sure. That guilty people have, just look at Taylor and just go, I don't know. So, in that interest, in the hopes that your business continues to thrive, I would like to invest a small sum of 500 gold.
Yeah, good idea.
We're making...
That's awesome.
Oh, now we double the... We got 500 gold before, now we got another 500. Raku, what's double 500?
It's 2,500. It's 50,000.
Oh my god.
50,000 is a good number.
50,000 gold. You're so generous. Thank you.
I will also invest in your business. And Taylor steps up with a similar bag of 500 gold pieces. I know how hard it can be if you're on your own, and our dear friend Amesley has shown us how big of hearts kobolds can have, so.
We're very friendly, as long as you don't push us.
Indeed. And if you're ever passing through Revelhine again, you should try to find her. I don't remember the name of her father's shop, but if you see a walking bundle of rags, that's probably her.
Actually, I'd say look for Claudia's Mystical Magics.
Is that the name of the shop?
That's the name of her father's girlfriend.
Blah.
Okay. We're gonna stay here for a little while, I think. So if we see them, we might go say hello.
That sounds like a great idea. More people to buy from.
It's always good to have customers.
I just need to stretch before you guys get back on. My back sore. Gotta crack it.
Okay. Do you need me to squeeze you?
Yes, please.
I'll walk up to Meepo and wrap my arms around her and just give like a really big tight squeeze.
And there's a crack and her back cracks. Okay, I'm good.
And we'll start to like pile back up on top of each other and rearrange ourselves.
You wouldn't happen to know anybody who owns a boat, would you?
No, I don't know any boats.
What's a boat?
But water's bad. We can't swim.
It's a water thing, Meepo.
I don't like water.
No.
Nah.
We don't go on water.
I don't even drink it.
Water's bad.
That's why you're so yellow.
It's just kidney failure.
Yeah, we were gonna go up to the wedding and that's it.
What does their cloak look like that they're wearing?
So it would look like just a standard trench coat, but very long, looking pretty tattered from lots of years of travel. And it looks like we've probably made an attempt to stitch the arms smaller so they don't look so floppy. But once we've arranged ourselves in it again, Raku sticks his arms through and it only goes maybe a third of the way through the arms. So the rest of them are just very, very floppy. Mm-hmm. At the sides.
There are eye holes at our levels.
Little eye holes at our levels. And if you were to look closely, you'd see little tiny like kobold hand-sized slits cut along the seam on the side so that we can slip our hands through and grab things from people's pockets.
That's adorable. And the inside has a bunch of little pockets in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like little loops and pockets and buckles and things so we can attach everything we pinch.
Oh, cool.
Once we get a little out of balance, we kind of look like one of those tube men at car dealerships. Wagging around a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of as we've rearranged ourselves again, it just looks like a very tall, skinny blue dragonborn, but with yellow feet.
Can we find you here after the wedding, or where can we locate you?
We'll be around doing business and I don't know, we really need to go get some more stock, so we won't be here. I'm sure you will see us around.
See us, you buy everything we have.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, you buy it all.
And we promise that we won't restock from you anymore. Because you were really mean, but then you were really nice.
Yeah. And the only thing is we might try and get the box. I mean, no?
No.
Yes, box.
No,
box.
No.
Box, get the box.
Yeah, we will try and get the box. No, I'm going to stop talking now.
Goodbye. Not steal the box.
Ah, yes, that's all.
It's so hard not to steal it.
We definitely buy, not steal.
Yeah, we would use money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like clutching the box.
Okay. The box stays with me.
Does the box talk to you?
No, the box itself doesn't actually speak. As a box, it doesn't have the capacity to speak or comprehend. There's something inside the box which I'm afraid to let out because it's very dangerous and could just about kill everybody. So...
I get it. You're scared.
Yeah, you're scared.
Yeah.
Raku's really brave. He could totally take care of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you guys really like boxes, I do have a box that I'm willing to part with as a gesture of good faith of not taking Peleus's box.
What's a gesture? What kind of box is it?
I'll pull out my box of figurines, probably like a nice wooden box.
Mahogany?
Yeah.
Mahogany.
Because it had like fancy things in it.
Yeah.
It does actually have two things in it still, but I'll pull it out and hand it to one of the kobold arms.
They all, yeah. All the arms are extended, just like baby hands.
Gimme.
Is the figurine still in it or is it?
Yeah, there's a turquoise rat and a jade hawk in it. Figurines.
Which set of hands are you giving it to?
I'll give it to the middle ranged one.
All right. Snickle will reach out and grab it, and it's going to go shroop, like disappears inside the coat.
You see a dark blue hen come out with another little figurine saying, "This is for you then. I feel bad taking your box. I want Peleus's box. But you can have this little figurine."
Okay, I'll take it. What is it?
It's a bear figurine.
Oh.
Is it a cute bear or a scary bear? That's important to me.
It is
important.
It's just a bear. it's a brown bear.
Okay.
Mahogany bear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we almost stop giving stuff away, Raku. We almost have no more stock.
No. Gotta get gold.
we should go get some more.
Off to the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I start walking.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys see as the trench coat figure sort of waddles away, and then as it gets a little bit farther, it corrects its step, and it looks just like a normal dragonborn that seems to be walking down the street in the direction of the Church of the Rift.